The Holy Gospel is written in the sixth chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, beginning with verse 1. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in the front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrite, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they've been fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not look obvious to others that you're fasting, but only to your Father, who is the unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and vermin can destroy it, and where thieves can break and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves cannot break and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. Thanks for coming. I know it's a little difficult. And as we come to this part of the season, it's interesting because these are the people that really are trying to what? Day to day, follow and show that they're worshipers of God. They come because their heart is in tune with Christ. This is the season we do a little reflection, isn't it? We start to first think of how great it is that a God of mercy and grace would care so much for us. And then we're supposed to show in our lives and do a reflection, what does that mean? Sundays, we've talked about having a personal relationship with God. We talked about how to be a follower. We've talked about how our lives and how we should be living on a day-to-day moment. And this is a time to reflect and say, am I following the path as a believer in Christ? Now, you're going to take a bold step tonight. Maybe it won't be too bold because you might go straight home. But if you did early in the morning, you'd be wearing the symbol of the what? Of the cross. And you are taking a testifying witness when you have the mark of the cross that you are following the Savior as he died for you. And you don't have to say anything, do you? A child may come up to you and say, you got a dirt on your head. Somebody might ask you, why do you do that? Others have done it for years. But this is the time to reflect what the Christ means to you. And what am I to him? No longer am I dead in my sins, but I'm alive in Christ. My sins have been forgiven. And that is probably the most precious thing in our lives, isn't it? So he tells us, in living, there are three things that we basically need to be looking at doing, right? One of them is to what? You can take them out of order. You can cheat. You can look back at Scripture. Three things. Number one is that we ought to be looking at doing what? Taking care of others. Not just myself, but I ought to be thinking about others. And then it's interesting because sometimes when people do things, they want you to know it. And if you haven't done it, they want to tell you, I did that. You see this? I did that. You know that for the church? I donated that. And so they receive praises, but they want everyone to know what they did. And in somehow in their mind, they believe that the more that you know that they've done, the better or the higher status they are as a believer in Christ, isn't it? Is that what Scripture tells us to do? Let's try to outdo one another. Some churches would like that, wouldn't they? Bring in an offering. Oh, you got to bring in some more. That might benefit in a sense, but that's not the attitude of the what? Of the heart. See, that's what Lent's about. How's your heart? Why do you help somebody else? Why should we be doing it? Because what? We're trying to show them the love of God. Now, did you know there are some people that are kind of unlovely? Have you ever run into them before? You might even say, oh, I have a hard time loving you, Pastor. The idea is that we just love one another. As God didn't judge you and you had to measure up to a certain point, did he? He gave his love to all that they might know him as Savior and Lord. And when we do things, we do it to honor God. And he said the best way to do it is to do it what? In secret. In fact, get to the habit where you don't even know you're doing it. Don't know what your left hand's doing from your right hand. In other words, just make it a habit to do things to honor God without worrying if you're going to get the thank you, worrying that someone's going to say, ooh, look at you. Or you, can they see what I'm doing? Am I okay? And where's my status in the church? No. Do it in secret. But do it. Didn't say not do it. Do it and leave it to God. Hebrews Easton tells us, I used to use that when I was working, because we would do things for people and either the company didn't care, sometimes the families didn't care, and sometimes maybe the individuals didn't care. There was a verse that would tell you that God knows what you do. God knows what you do. So rest assured that God is aware, and your reward will come, but wait for it when you get to heaven. So that was number one. Others first. This Lenten time, review yourself and say, can others see Christ in me from what I offer as a friend, as a neighbor, as a ministry to others? Does God see that? Am I focused there and not on me? So he says, first of all, it's kind of like checking your heart out. Where's your heart? Is it showing the love of Christ? Then he says, there's another thing that you ought to be doing. You ought to be doing what? If you want to commune with the Lord, how do I do that? In, need help? Starts with a P. Prayer, there we go. prayer. And he says, some people like to get to the point where they like to pray in groups and stand out and give big old prayers. And then some of us get so worried about that, we're afraid to pray. Have you ever been in a group and you asked anyone wants to pray? Nobody wants to? Everybody's afraid. What are they going to think? I don't know what to say. They're going to examine me. God's not asking for that. He says, go into what? A secret place, a quiet place. Today, turn your phone off. We're all guilty of that. How many times do you look at your phone? Look at text messages. Look at Facebook or social media site. Or even look at email. And what is funny, that's the way the world operates today. They expect you, if they sent you an email, that you've read it. I knew a guy who worked, he was a chairman of Lazy Boy, and he said he only checked his emails twice a day. So he told everybody, if you want to see me, come see me. Don't send me an email, I only check it twice a day. But today, if you have anything going on, people will wonder, didn't you see my email? I sent you an email. Or didn't you get my text message? You could be doing something, you get beep, beep. Today and this week, when I'm at a doctor's office, this one lady, she has like a Donald Duck sound when her phone rings. Once in a while, kind of funny. But when it rings all day long or you hear it, it's kind of annoying. God wants you to take time, secretly, privately, and wherever that might be. Is it your bedroom? There was a lady, she actually did it in her closet. She'd go in her closet and she would pray. Remember the old TV shows where people would take the phone and they'd run in the closet and you'll find the telephone line? Are you spending time in prayer? And prayer is not difficult, folks. As we have conversation, God is looking for that too. He's not looking for thee, thou, though, this. Not looking for you to necessarily recite scripture. You can. You can take your Bible with you if you want. But he asks you to spend time. This Lenten season, is God important to you? If he is, are you spending time with him sometime? In the morning when you get up, you might have your own way of getting up. You get out of the same side of the bed, put your pant leg in a certain leg, shoes on a certain way. Might have coffee in the morning, may have the same breakfast day after day. But do you start in prayer? You thank God for getting you through the night? Ask him what he has for you today, an opportunity to share Christ. Try prayer in the morning. Try prayer in the afternoon. And before you settle down, spend time and thank God in prayer. It's interesting because it mentions that in our prayer life, we ought to be thanking God. We might have requests, wishes, wants, but we should start off by thanking God for who he is and giving us that opportunity. So, we think of others. We spend time in prayer. And what was the other one? We fast. You ever fast? They got this new diet now, right? Called fasting diet. But do you ever do it for a spiritual reason? The fasting really was an example of giving up something for Lent time. And it's not enough that you would give something up, but whatever you would let go, you replace it with what? Time with God. So you may give up lunch. but I'm going to spend that time that I would have for lunch with God. Tonight, family, we're not going to have dinner. We're going to fast. Now, if you have medical reasons, please follow your medical reasons. But maybe for your dinner, you don't have dinner. But you have a devotion. And you're on your knees to God, thanking Him for His work, protecting your family, guiding your steps, opening your eyes to spiritual truths. This is the time, folks, to reboot and think and put God first. Give up our desires and make His desires ours. Reach others with the gospel. Spend time in quality time with Him. And have a deeper, deeper relationship with Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that You guide our steps. This Lenten season, may we be reminded of our forgiveness of sin. May we see the penalty of sin in a new way. And then may we draw closer to Thee. And may we be witnesses. And may You see us love You more. In Jesus' precious name, amen.